Kamaya Shato Be'Egel, as we find the Jews, Rachmana Letzlan, made a mistake by the Egel, Sherotzu Lasais Esfoegel and Tzoi. They wanted to make the Egel Hazov an intermediary between them and Hashem. Beinom Lebein Hashem Yisparach, between them and Hashem. She'omru, note the wording that they use there, Asher Yelchu Lefoneinu, the Egel should go before us, in between us and Hashem. The Egel should act as an intermediary for us. Bechinas and Tzoi. Ubetoyos Kazeh, and with mistakes like this, Rabbi Mechshorim, many people fall victim, Rachman Alessam. Va'isim es Hasibois and Tzoi, Beinom Lebein Hashem Yisparach. They make the different circumstances into an intermediary between them and Hashem. Hainu, for example, Shema'aminim b'Hashem Yisparach, they believe in Hashem. They also believe in an intermediary type of power. And they say that a person must come on to certain intermediary forces in order to be able to get to Shefa. For example, there are people who believe in the intermediary of Parnosa, that there is an intermediary called Parnosa, whereby if a person goes to work, that's the only way through which he can get Shefa from Hashem. Shehu Hamaso Matn, Va'imrim, and they say, Hasibo Shel Maso Matn Iker, that the concept of Maso Matn is the main thing, that's the only source for Shefa. It's not that the Shefa comes from Hashem. You go to certain people, they say it's a sin not to go to work, blah, blah, blah. Why? Because Hashem created the world. Hashem gives Shefa. It's true, I believe Hashem gives all the Shefa, but he only gives it if you'll go to work, blah, 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 in such a way. Ke'ilu Chas V'Sholom, Beloi Hasibo Shel Maso Matn,
it's as though these people believe that without the intermediary of parnosa, of work, Hashem would have no means of being able to give a person that which he needs to live on. And that's kfira, rachmon
etzon. Ubahasibo shel refuah, for example, there are those people who believe in the intermediary of medicines, shehu has samim, the medications, oysim mehem ikar, they make them into the main thing, and they believe that chas v'shalom, without medicines, it's impossible for Hashem to cure. It's true, I believe that Hashem cures, but Hashem has put his curative powers into medicines, and that's the only way to get it. That's tefillah, because a Jew is supposed to believe that the best way to get it is through tefillah. The best way to get a refuah is through tefillah. The best way to get parnosa is through tefillah. And even if we are Isaac in the Siba, it's certainly with clear emunah that the Siba is nothing. It's nothing. I go to work, but I don't believe that the boss is the one who gives me my money. My parnosa comes direct from Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says, Ve'ein hadokor kein, and their beliefs are not true. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sibas kol ha-Sibas ve'ilas kol ho-ilos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the circumstance of all circumstances. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the above one, above all above ones. Kaviyachol Hashem is above everything. Ve'ein tzorach l'shum sibo, and Hashem does not require any type of intermediary or any type of intermediate means through which to work. Ve'askenu be'elu asibois, and I, the fact that we're oisek in these sibois, tzorach la'amin b'Hashem yisparach levad, the person has to see to it that his emuna, his moyach, should be dovuk to Hashem and believe only in Hashem. Ve'loi la'asais ne'asibois sikr, and not chas v'shalom to turn these intermediate things, the medicines or the work, make that the main thing, as though without that you wouldn't have parnosa. U'kisheh tzadik mevatel b'tfilosoi, eizeh chiyuv shel mareches hamazolos, and when a tzadik comes along and he nullifies through his tefillah, he smashes to bits a certain item that was supposed to happen according to the laws of nature, Azayin zvada mehagolui el hasosum shiyesh elikai nimtza shehu shemeh tfilas hatzadik umeshadid hamarochis umeshana hateva. Then what happens is, the greatness of Hashem is revealed. This concept is revealed that there is a Hashem. In other words, by the tzaddik overriding the laws of nature. For example, you have a woman who can't give birth. The doctors come and say that there's no way for this woman to give birth now. And a tzaddik is mispaleh, and he nullifies, he overrides the power of nature. By doing that, people kaviyochol see begoloi that nature is not the king, that there's something over nature, that kaviyochol Hashem rules over it, that Hashem sometimes allows nature to take its course and sometimes not. Which means that the nature isn't that choshev an item, period.
Rabbi Nizal says,
and that allows people to believe more in the sasum, meaning in the hidden powers of Hashem.
When will this really take place 100%?
There'll come a time when tzaddikim will perform tchias amesim, the shara nefloys, and other wonders. So we see that that's when the emuna will really achieve its super height, when people will really have 100% emuna in Hashem. However, it's understood that a person has to see to it to draw that light from Lo'osid on to now to the best of his ability.
Now Rabbi Nizal says, "V'zeh, this is what's merumos in the posuk in the first paragraph in Vayigash. The posuk says over there, Vayigash Erev Yehuda, that Yehuda came close to Yosef HaTzadik. We know that Yehuda is Melech, Yehuda is Malchus. We know that Yosef HaTzadik was a Bechin of Melech over there. And the Zohar Kodesh says, Do takrufto demalko lemalko. This is a coming close, a unification between one king and another king. And Yehuda said to Yosef HaTzadik, Be Adoni, I beg of you, my master. Meaning, what is Yehuda representing here? Yehuda is the representative of the Shechina, of the Malchus. Shehashchina mevakeshes rachmin, me Hashem yisporach, the Shechina asks for pity from Hashem, al elu harachaykin, for these people who are far from Kedusha. And what does the Shechina say? Yedaber no avdecho dova, ba'oz me'adayni, what did Yehuda say? Allow me, my master, to speak a few words into your ears, va'alichar abcho be'avdecho, and don't get angry at your servant, because you to me are like Paroi. And the Mephoshim give all kinds of explanations. He told them, just like I can kill Paroi, I can kill you. Or just like Paroi's a liar, you're a liar. Just like Paroi makes decrees and he doesn't carry them through, I know that you also will make decrees and they won't be carried through. Now Rabbi Nizal explains, what does the Shechina say? Yedaber no avdecho dovor bozni adoni, v'lo yishma oid emtsoi. Allow me, allow your servants, those who are far from you, who till now were going to Hashem via an intermediary, allow them now to speak into your ears directly. And no longer should any intermediary hear. And don't get angry at your servant, for the past, over the past, the fact that these people till now weren't really close to Hashem. They had a degree of emuna in these intermediary forces. Rabbi Nizal says, Paroi loshin his galus. The word paroi means to reveal. The Sifrei Kabbalah say that Bina is called paroi, ki memenu isperien ha'oiris, because from Bina the oiris are nizgale. Chachma works via Bina, mayim, ein mayim ala Torah, we say many times. Mayim is Torah, mayim is seichel d'tusha. What is mayim? Mayim is Chachma and Bina. Note the setup. The Chachma is in the middle, the Yud. The two mems on the outside are Bina. Bina is the bias for Chachma. So we know, we mentioned many times that Chachma is the Nakuda of Pasach. Actually, the Oyer begins from there. But the Oyer doesn't take on any form until it goes via Bina. Once the Oyer comes via Chachma and Bina, then you have Das, then you have something that's workable, something that you can do something with. So Rabbi Nizal says now, Paroi loshin his galus. Paroi is an inyan to reveal. Meaning, what did he mean by ki kamoicha ki paroi? The Shechina says to Hashem, ki ato eincho yodua lebnei odom elo mihagoli. Hashem, the only way that people know you is from what they see. They see certain items, and based on that, they can achieve emuna in you. And based on the fact that what they see sometimes seems differently from what the emuna, the real emuna, should be, they make mistakes. But when you, Hashem, allow your ratzon to be nizbatel through the power of the tefillah of a tzaddik, as the Gemara says in Ma'ir Kotn, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goizer v'tzaddik mevatel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a decree and the tzaddik has the power to nullify it. Oz yedu mehagoli el asasum. So when the Jews see an open case where the nature doesn't necessarily win, where somebody has the power to override nature,
that's when they begin to realize that nature isn't in control, that parnosa isn't in control, that medicines aren't in control. There's something that's overriding them, that tzaddik goes over that, and he has the power to play around with nature at will. So Rabbi Nazal says, Azai yedu shiyesh alekai nimsa. Then the people come to recognize the fact that there is a Hashem, shehu oiser ritzon hatzadik, who fulfills the wishes of the tzaddik. This is why the Mafarshim say that when Yehuda said to Yosef, Ki kamoicha ki paroi, you are like paroi, meaning, ma paroi goyzer veinam ekayim, just like paroi makes decrees and he doesn't keep them. Paroi hainu ma'areches hamazolois hagluyim l'chol gzeroson. The paroi symbolizes, represents here the hateva, the union of teva, which is open. It's an open item which people see. It seems to them that this is the item that's in control. The Shechina says to Hashem, you also make decrees and you don't keep them. So what is this meaning of ki chomoicha kefaroi? The Shechina says to Hashem, Hashem ki chomoicha, you are like paroi, meaning you in your hiddenmost form can only be known by paroi, by your revealed form. In other words, it's only based on what people see that can lead them to emun in you. So if you, Hashem, are going to allow things to take their normal course and you're not going to allow anything to override nature, it's going to seem to people that nature is a choshev item and they're going to be worship nature, and that's going to subtract from their emun on Hashem. Whereas if you'll allow the tzaddikim to be mispalel and to be mavatel yogzeros, and people will see that, people will see the goli, that there is a power above nature, they'll begin to realize, hey, till now we forgot completely, we got so used to the nature, the normal way of things going, we forgot that nature is only a tool of Hashem, which is sometimes used, sometimes not used. Hashem has the power to override it when the tzaddik is mispalel against it, to override it. So when people see that, then people come close to Hashem, then they can be this being mikarev of rechokim. Those who were originally far from emunah could become mikarev from Hashem. Any questions on this paragraph? This is the Shechina talking to Hashem, saying, "Be Adani, I beg of you, allow those people who till now were stuck to the intermediaries, allow them to speak, to come close to Emun and Hashem, to speak direct into your ears, not to work via any intermediary. Why? You can't expect them to have emun on you unless you show them something to base their emun on. They must see something. By showing them a miracle of tzaddikim overriding yikoyach hateva, that can lead them to emun on you. That can bring about where even the rechokim should be able to come close to Hashem.
Why should it be that for the Shechina, who obviously is the Shechina's machus, which is the general?
Which is emun also. The Shechina is toichoi rotzuvavo. The Shechina is like an apple. On the outside, it looks red. What's the symbol of the Shechina? Chakal, tapuch, and kadishin. On the outside, it's 100% red. It's din, solid din. How thick is the din? It's about 1/50th of an inch thick. And inside is 99% chesed. 99% chesed. That's why the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the Rashi Tevei says, Teichoi, Rotzu, Ahava, Tov, Reish, Aleph, is bigematria, the milui of the word Shechina. The word Shechina, B'milui, is 601, corresponding to the Tov Reish Elef, Neshamos of Klal Yisrael. And now we mention the Chiddush, but I'm sure most people forgot it, and whoever didn't, I guarantee you that hearing this now will give an aliyah to everybody's Neshamos here, and to the one whom we heard it from, Moireinu V'Rabbeinu, Horav Ritzkayi Ben Siyem B'Rizfal Abba, Zichron Ebu V'Lchon. Zichus Ayyam 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 Yisrael. The fact that a real Chiddush, to really hit the nail on the head with this item, that what is the Shechina? The Shechina, everybody assumes, is Dina de Malchus Adina. But this is a Din where the Din is only a thin layer on the outside. The center is all Chesed. One of the Sifrei Kabbalah, I believe it's the Arizal, but I'm not positive, says that let's take this name of Hashem, Aleph Aleph Nun Yud, and let's study it. Write this down. The name of Hashem, Aleph Aleph Nun Yud, Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei, Dalet, Dalet Lamet Tov, Nun, Nun Vav Nun, Yud, Yud Vav Dalet. You have five letters, each one made up of three letters. The Milui is three letters, right? So each one has a center. Four. I'm sorry, I was thinking about a Kim. You have four letters, each one made of three. We have a center. Each one of these has a center. Let's take the center of the Shechina and let's see what's there. Aleph, you have a Lamed, 30. Dalet, you have a Lamed, 30, 60. Nun, you have a Vav, 66. Yud, you have a Vav, 72. Chesed. What is found in the center of the Shechina? The center of the Shechina is Chesed. What looks to you on the outside as Dina de Malchus Adina, look in the middle, you'll find that the whole middle is Chesed, just like an apple. Is that a bombshell, Jeff, or a super? To me, this is like one of the most fabulous chidushim in the Olam of Kabbalah, to really show clearly the singing of what the Shechina is. And now you can understand how it's possible that the Ikar Achmonis is taka from the Shechina itself. It just looks on the outside like it's din. That's the way Yidna is supposed to be, on the outside tough. The Tzadik Emes on the outside looks very tough, din. On the inside, 99% is all white, chesed, just like an apple. The best example is the apple.
Yes.
Are we saying that with this with you that I'm saying? Yes. Are we saying that
what is written there is not what really took place?
Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom is pshat. The most Christians say this is another concept that's tied in here. That symbolized all that is taking place.
Oh, I understand.
Of course, it took place. Not at all. No, that Yehuda represented the Shechina coming to Kodesh Baruch Hu and speaking to
him.
Put it this way. Let me just think for a second. I'm trying to think if I can tie something else into it. Put it this way. Okay, I got it. One of the... Lahavdol, nobody laugh at this because we're not trying to be funny. When a bathroom is in use, you have the words occupied on it. The person goes on a plane, the bathroom is in use, it says occupied. Occupied means taken, in action. When it's vacant, vacant means open. Open, you can go in, no problem. There's a pasuk which Rabbeinu Zal brings many times, when Moshe Rabbeinu and Anachim first came to Paray to complain about the fact that the Jews are working so hard, Paray said, Lomo tafriu eshom hazeh. Why are you trying to be mevatel these people? In other words, to stop their work, to make them later theirs, you know, nothing, do nothings. Meaning, when a person is in work, he's in motion, he's in a bechinat tzimtzum, he's occupied. When a person is botel is an meaning of open. Megula, you know, nothing doing, vacant. That's another example where the word paro means botel. But the word, the Aramaic word isperia means open up, from nizgala, literally, that's the meaning of the word. The menei isperia in kol olos, that's literally the word
isperia.
No, that's with an alif. That's a different word completely. But I'm saying those are the proofs.
When you mentioned first thing at Noga at the beginning,
right.
You have to start with the hay, haven't you?
That's how Noga is always start. Awesome. Look at the chocolate bar, Noga. Noga is more
hay.
And that's Israel. Noga is more hay. Hamayim gayim esakich. 100%. Trying to think, did we ever bring any other proofs besides that? No, but that's an interesting proof. That explains the whole topic of Avraham Avinu with all the nations of the world. What's pshat to be going to the Goyim and be Mekah? Makes it seem like he brought all the Goyim close to Hashem. Chas v'shalom. He picked out those who were from Mega, those who could become the sky, those who was Mekah. The others naturally discarded.
That comes to test. It seems to be sincere. How do you know if he's equipped or from Mega?
You have to test them. That's why there's whole halachas. There's a set of halachas involved to show whether he's Bechinas Mega, but whether he's coming for any motive, ulterior motive, or he's coming with Shmo, with Minas. You try to turn him away. If he shows he still wants to come close, then you know it's Noga. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Nizal says now, so we see that what's one of the other items that brings about Shleimus HaEmunah, when Tzadikim perform miracles, whereby they override the power of nature, that also allows the Rechaikim to see that, and they come close to Hashem, and that brings about this Shleimus HaEmunah. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to tie all of this in to the pasuk on which he's basing the Torah. The pasuk says that when the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, Vayasev Elikim Esam Derech Hamidbo Yamsuf, Hashem took the Jews on a circular route via the Yamsuf, Vachamushim Olu Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, and only 1/5 of Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to explain. Vayasev Elikim Issa b'Medrash, it's brought in Medrash Rabbah, Vayasev Loshen Se'uda, that the word Vayasev refers to the union of a meal. Why? At a meal, a person leans, Hesebo, like on Pesach, to lean. Rabbi Nazal says, Hainu Loshen Hesebo, a Loshen of leaning, which is done specifically during eating. In the olden days, that was when they sat down to eat, that was when they sprawled out. V'chamushim, what is the concept of chamushim? Echod mechamisha, one out of five. Kamashapirish Rashi Shem, as Rashi Shem explains there, meaning, Hainu Hei Maitzoyes HaPeh. This refers to the five places in the mouth from which Dibur comes, the throat, the upper palate, the lips, the tongue, and the teeth. Those are the five places from which Dibur comes from. So the word chamushim refers to the union of Dibur, She'al yodom kol ho'akom poinim le'emunas Yisrael lo'avdoi shechem echor. It's through these two items, through tikkun of se'uda, through achila dikdusha, vayasev, and through chamushim, through the tikkun of the dibur, being ma'al of the nitzutzais of dibur, as we mentioned before, that's what brings about that all the goyim should turn to the emun of Bnei Yisrael and to serve Hashem shoulder to shoulder as one. As the pasuk says, "Oz afoich el kol ha'amin sofa brura likrei kulam b'shem Hashem." Then Hashem will bring about a pure dibur, whereby they'll all serve Hashem. Note, sofa is begematria shechina, the tikkun for the shechina. Now Rabbi Nazal says, the pasuk says, "O v'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim." What does this mean? Olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim me'meitzar ha'goroim. By doing this, the dibur is able to come out. The word Mitzrayim means constriction, meitzar. Hainu al yedei alois b'nei Yisrael, mei roshei ha-taivas hanal, through b'nei Yisrael, climbing out of the main taivas, which are taivas achilo and shtiyo, mi meitzar ha-goroin hanal, which are in the narrow places of the throat, how al yedei dibur, through being mesakin the dibur dikdusha, Yisrael. By doing that, they bring the goyim into the emunah of Israel. This is the main beautification of the emunah, of the shechinah. As we have quoted the Zohar Kodesh before in the Sava Kadisha, where he said that, you know what the shechinah does? Miskashto bekishutin delayhavu. She clothes herself with ornaments which she didn't have previously, meaning those who weren't Karev before now become Niskarev. How? Al Yedei Emunah B'Shleimus. Through Shleimus Emunah, Azai Hutra Achila. That's when the Achila becomes permissible. Bechinas Vayasev. Heseba. In other words, when is the Achila Bekusha? Only when the Emunah is B'Shleimus. How is there Shleimus Emunah? By being the Karev Rechaikim to Avodas Hashem. Can you go to that right away? Definitely not. First you have to be Mala the Dibur, the Nitzutzeis of Dibur that fell into the Klipois. Then you can be Misakein whole Neshamois and pull them out of the Klipois. How are you Misakein the Dibur? Through fasting. Fasting is Misakein the Dibur. Rabbi Nazal explained how that whole thing takes effect. And Rabbi Nazal said there's another thing that brings about Shleimus HaEmunah, which is the union of Tzadikim performing miracles, whereby the override nature, where people see that, and that brings them closer to Emunah Hashem. This was pretty much a summary of what we had till now in this Torah. Now let's just cover Adkan L'Shem Ezal. Till here was the exact wording that Rabbi Ezal had written down. Rabbi Ezal copied his exact wording, his exact notes. What does it say? No. Okay, now Rabbi Ezal adds on two paragraphs where he makes note of certain items within this Torah. Shayach L'Ot.
I've never heard about the Hebrew words of the
Torah. Yes. Yes, 100%. Rav Nosanzal brings Shayach Lois Beis related to Ois Beis in this Torah. Rav Nosanzal had said, "Vezeh Shalom Rashi Tevois V'Da'am Ashetoshu Lapi Peiris." Now Rav Nosanzal expounds on this a little. Ki al yidei Hashalom yidei Lahoshiv al Apikursus Shebelivoi. Through Shalom, a person knows how to remove the Apikursus within his heart. By the way, I wanted to mention something here. It's interesting. The Parbois L'Chachma brings something. Rav Nosanzal used to say it over many times regarding Emuna. And note how these two are always similar, Emuna and Das. By Emuna, Rabbi Zal would always say over that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, V'sartem v'avadetem rakim acherim. That what's pshat kfira? You know what kfira is? 99.9% Emuna is a bechina of kfira. If a person, v'sartem, if a person turns away the slightest bit from Hashem, he should know that he is entering into the category of va'avadatem lechem acherim. In other words, there's no in-between. The slightest pegam in emuna is already a bechin of kfira chas v'shalom. And the Parvois Lachama brings in this Torah that when we talk about speikos in the heart, in other words, kushyos, all of these things, what are we talking about? He says that the slightest hastoras hayadiyah is already a bechin of safek, a bechin of klipa, a bechin of kushya, all these. In other words, if there's one thing that a person doesn't know about Hashem, that's a bechin of a kasha on Hashem. Very simple. A defect in his das, a defect in his emunah. In other words, just to understand what we're talking about here. We're not talking about a kaifer here, a person has a million questions. Even if a person has one question about Hashem which he doesn't understand, it means there is a hastara sayadiyah by him. He's a bechina of apikiris. There is apikursis in his heart related to this item. What is apikiris? Safek. Safek is anything of apikiris. I just wanted to make that clear. No, Rav Nosson also says, Vayidei ha-shoim sheyesh be'oh, ke'alidei ha-shoim yedei lo shav apikursis shebeli bo'ikanal, ayin shon. Now Rav Nosson also points out, v'gam alidei ha-shoim sheyesh ben Yisrael, v'nechad ha-chaveroi, also through the shalom which exists in Klal Yisrael, between two friends, between people, gam al yidei zeh nizbatan apikursis. That also helps to be mevatel apikursis. Kemavur b'mokam achar, as is brought in a different place, Rav Nosson explains in a different term in Kutim Ran that when people speak the burim of Kedusha, the words have to travel through the ear. Now, if the ear is tense, when the ear is tense, the words travel, they get chopped up. For example, when there's a storm going on outside and a person talks, it's very hard to hear. And why? Because the ear molecules are moving around quickly, the words are getting chopped up, and they can't be heard well, because the ear is shaky. When two friends have a dispute between them, have machlekes, have sinna between them, it means the air is not smooth between them, which means that the diburim of Kedusha that are being spoken throughout the world are being chopped up, aren't being able to pile what they really should be pile. Why? Because there's machlekes, there's a lack of achdus in the ear. That alone chops up the ear from allowing these words to accomplish what they're supposed to accomplish. This is what the Medrash brings. It says by Shevet Ephraim, when they fell victim to Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk says the Chovor Atzabim Ephraim Hanach Loi. That Shevet Ephraim was attached to Atzabim. Atzabim refers to Avodah Zarah, but Hanach Loi, leave him alone, meaning he's not punishable. Why? Because, why? Kishayesh Shalom Bein Yisrael, Afilu Oivdin Avodah Zarah, Meichon Lehem. The Gemara says about this because when there's Shalom, then even if the Jews are worshipping idols, Hashem is meichelim for it. And that's how important is shalom. In other words, why did they say leave Shevet Ephraim alone? They're not punishable because there's achdus among them. Rav Nosson also says, Kalidei ha-machlekes boim kfirois kanal. Aval cholak libom, but when there's cholak libom, when there's a lack of achdus, ato yeshamu, then their sins are considered sins, their sins are registered, and they're punished for them. Rav Nosson says, "Kalidei ha-machlekes boin kfiras kanal." Through machlekes, it brings about kfira, a pigam in emuna. V'chol echod oiches bedatoi, and each person holds on to what his opinions are. Me'achar she'enum boim umisvadim yachad ledaber echodim chaveroi lahopchol adatoi, because the people don't get together to speak among each other in order for one to be able to convert the other one's opinions to the right opinions. And even when they will get together to speak, the one who's wrong will not do tshuva for his bad opinions, because his power, his desire for nitzachin, he wants to win out in the machlekes, he doesn't want to submit, he doesn't want to show that he's submitting. But when there is shalom, even if the Jews worship Avodah Zarah, meichelahem. Why? Because through the showing that there is among them, certainly the Avodah Zarah and Apikursis will be knocked out. How? Because they'll speak to one another. Each one will give the other one the answers that he needs for his mistakes in Emuna. And they'll certainly achieve emuna shleima and a smooth emuna through this shalom, ukimavur b'makom achrayis, was explained in that Torah Ketanon, where Ben Ezal brings this item, that when there is shalom, then the words can go into the person's head. When there's a lack of shalom, there's static in the ear, the words get lost in the ear, they're not able to penetrate into the person's mind. Because the fact that there's static, machlekes, between the two, means the air between them is choppy, it's not smooth. So even when the words are going out from one to the other, the air itself is chopping up the words, not allowing them to come through in full boom, in full power. Period. Now Rav Moshe Zalman adds, Meha machlekes nase halachais. From machlekes is made halachais. Rav Ezal brings in Teri Yud Beis, in Chelek Aleph, Rav Ezal brings that, what does a tzaddik do when there's machlekes against him? He takes the machlekes and he converts it to halachas. He converts the machlekes into halachas. How? Machlekes means dispute. The tzaddik is mevarer, the right from the wrong, and he comes out with halachas through the machlekes. Rav Ezal goes into a whole discussion over there, explaining how and what and when. Kemavur b'tehido l'david, as is explained in the Torah to l'david, ayin shom heitev, look over there, you'll see exactly how Rav Ezal explains exactly how this happens. Mavur shom, it's explained over there, sheha halacha is hein tikkun hamachlekes, that halacha is the tikkun for machlekes. Ki chayzer u'mahapech hatziruf be'osis shel machlekes l'halachas. The tzaddik takes the words, the letters of the words of machlekes, and he rearranges them to make from them halachas. Kemavur shom, as is explained there, ayin shom, look over there, mashikosav shom, what Rav Ezal says over there, shehatzadik loymeid elu hatzirufim shom machlekes. The tzaddik, when there's machlekes against him, he studies the machlekes, he studies the words that they're throwing at him, va'isa mehem tziruf halacha, and he rearranges the letters to be able to draw halachas psukos from within the machlekes itself, ayin shom. Zehu b'chinas mashikosav kan, Rav Moshe Zal says, no, this is related to what we said here, shetzrichen lilmoid halachas, dainu paisek b'shvil tikkun machlekes. That it's very important when there's machlekes to learn Shulchan Aruch, psak halacha, in order to be misak machlekes, v'havein, and understand well how these two Torahs are connected. They're both saying the same thing in slightly different form. Period. Now Rav Moshe Zal packs on a piece of musar here. That's a very, very powerful punch. Rav Moshe Zal says, Gam ki ikar kol hadvorim hein shaykh lois hei. Rav Moshe Zal had said in paragraph hei, that Gam ki ikar kol hadvorim hein haschola, that the main thing is the beginning. The main thing of any item is the beginning. Ki kol haschola is koshes. Rav Moshe Zal had mentioned that the hardest part is the beginning. Machmas shiyetzei mei hepech el hepech, because when a person starts something new, the moment that he's starting the new item, he's going from one extreme to the other extreme, from the extreme before he had this new item to the extreme now when he does have this new item. For Al-Kain, therefore, Rav Moshe Zal stresses very much, Bechol pam upam shenaseo ha-tzadik, each and every time that a person comes to the tzadik, tzorech sheyire sheyovoi bechol pam mechodosh. A person has to see to it that each time he comes, he should come brand new. Loi kemoi shekvar hoyo itzla tzadik. Not as though he was here already once, va'achshav hu bo pam shenis, and now he's coming for the second time. Ra kemoi shelo hoyo me'ilam itzla tzadik. Each time a person comes to the tzadik, he has to come as though he's coming for the first time. Ve'iye etzloi kemoi shebo achshav me'chodosh pam rishon, and should be to him like he's coming now brand new for the first time. Ki iker hu ha'aschola, the main thing is the beginning. Ki kol aschola is koshes kanal, because the hardest part is the beginning. Nimtza, what do we see from here? She iker koyach ha'avoido shel kol ha'yomim einoi ela ha'aschola kanal, ayin shom. Rav Ezal had explained before that where does a person get the whole koyach of all of his avoido? He draws it all from the haschola, from that first initial burst of power with which he pulled out from what he was doing before. That's what keeps him coasting through his regular avodah. According to the power and the fire with which a person made his haschola, that determines the normal pattern that his avodah follows after that. The main thing is the haschola. And Rav Moshe Zal warns, Al Kain, therefore, a person has to begin every time brand new. Why? Kipen v'ulai lehoiso haschalose karoi. Because maybe the last time when he made a haschala, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't 100%. V'alkein, v'im kein, gam kol avoidosu ina b'shlemus karoi. Then that means that any avoida that he did from his last haschala wasn't really good because the haschala wasn't 100%. Ki hakoil mesnahe kefi haschala, because everything goes according to the haschala. Therefore, a person has to see to it to begin fresh every single time. And each time he comes to the tzaddik, to come brand new. With a brand new fire and a brand new commitment towards Avodas Hashem. Why? In order that his avoda should be proper based on the haschala. Every single day, every single minute, a person has to worry. This worry, maybe he didn't start yet, he didn't make a proper start yet. And a person has to come to the tzaddik each time brand new. And this one paragraph alone surely explains the difference between Rav Nosazal and all of Rabbeinu Zal's Talmidim. You know why the whole hashor of Rabbeinu Zal was in him? Was because this is his attitude. When he came to a shir, he came with this attitude. He didn't come like this was the 48th shir he was listening to. He came like this was the first time he was hearing the Torah in his life. He had just heard, somebody just mentioned that there's a super fabulous item called Torah, and this is going to be the first time that the Torah was being presented on earth. He came with that attitude. You could imagine how he listened, how he paid attention, and how he retained it. How much he held himself responsible not to let any of it slide out of his fingers, to hold on to it, because it was so precious. And with this attitude, he never got too old to get smacked or to get pushed around or anything like that. Because if you're coming for the first time and somebody insults you, it's no big deal. If you're steady and then somebody insults you, oh, I'm a big shot here already. If you feel like you're new in the shul, you're new and you're not given an aliyah, you can't complain. You're new and you're not given any big kibbutzim, you can't complain. Whereas if a person allows himself to get old, and that, achmona letzlon, is the whole meaning of the satan. The satan is called melech zaken atzir. The satan is the one who battles this haschala. And this doesn't only apply in coming to the tzaddik, this applies to coming to shul in the morning. If a person comes with the attitude that this is the first shachris I'm going to daven in my life, and I'm going to listen to each word, I'm going to study each word carefully like I never saw it before. Or if a person puts on tefillin with the attitude he just found out that there exists an item called tefillin, which is unbelievable, it's kisra de malka, he's putting it on for the first, he never did it before, imagine how precious it would be for the person. And this is literally the difference between each Talmud. When we talk about Talmudim of the Rebbe, this paragraph defines everything about it. The whole thing of being able to start fresh every minute, every second. The whole thing of being young, never being old. Never being sluggish, never being settled in your ways. Not being able to be very quick to change, to adapt, to move, to jump when it comes to Avodas Hashem. Halavai, we should all be zecher. Rabbi Yechaim, whenever he talks shurim of Musa or things like that, whenever he finishes, he always says that saying these ayats, to talk about this is very easy, it's fun, everybody listens, and wow, it's great. To do it is a different story completely. What's being said here isn't to show off, to speak any pearls of wisdom here. All of this is for one, this was written here in this sefer for one reason, not to compose a beautiful sefer, lamaisa, that a person should know. That if this is being written here, it means if you're going to go through a war every single day, the sultan's going to come to a person, and in 50 different ways, he's going to try to make him feel old. He's going to try to make him feel like this Gemara, this is the 30th time you're opening it. Or this his spite of this, it's the 85th time that you're davening to get to Eretz Yisrael. And if it's the 85th time, you should know it's zero. It's nothing. It has no chashivas at all. First time, and then it's a precious item, you'll feel that it's precious, and if you feel it's precious, Hashem will feel it's precious.
That might be like
that. Exactly. This is the whole concept of tshuva on tshuva. Always being able, the Gemara says in Shabbos that if the Jews ever keep two Shabbosim straight, Mashiach will come. But Moses also says in the Kodei Halachos, what's pshat two Shabbosim? Two Shabbosim means the meaning of tshuva and tshuva al tshuva. The meaning of a person starting to come close to Hashem, and he starts doing good, and he sees things are going good, and then he says to himself, hey, I've improved, but it's zero, it's nothing. and he goes down, he's mabatel his das, he closes his mind, he says, I'm going to make believe that I didn't do a single mitzvah yet. He closes his mind for a second, he enters into the weekdays, and then he starts a second time. He does tshuva out tshuva. That's the whole key to the coming of Moshiach, because that is Moshiach. What is Moshiach? Ani hayom eladetifo. This paragraph is the paragraph of Moshiach. Moshiach's whole item is the union of his chashes. Chadoshim abakorim, rablam unasecha. That's how this whole item is tied into this Torah. Because what's Rabbeinu Zal discussing here? Shleimus ha'amuna. You know what Shleimus ha'amuna is telling? That the amuna shouldn't get old. If the Amunah gets old, it's not Amunah. If the Amunah is brand new, every morning a person gets up, he looks out, he sees the sun, and he says, this isn't the same sun as yesterday. Hashem actually created this whole world brand new. I'm not alive like I was alive yesterday. My neshama went up, it died, and it was put back in. It was Tchias HaMeisim performed in the morning. We make a bracha, HaMachzer Neshamos LeVgarim Meisim. It means I believe Amunah Shlema, that when I wake up in the morning, I open my eyes, Tchias HaMeisim was just enacted. Imagine if a person would think like that, that every day is such a new item, imagine how much would be packed into a day, and a person would never get tired. It wouldn't be like, this is the 80th day that I'm having this fight of this, or the 150th day that I'm learning Gemara, or Likutimran, or whatever it is. It's the first time is a chashav item. And the Bible should be zeicha not just to talk about it, but to do it, and to be solid in it, and in all aspects that are related to this. Because if a person thinks this over very well, and judges himself and analyzes himself, he'll be able to see exactly where he's holding in Breslov and serving Hashem. Because if a person isn't capable of this, he should know that it's a chesaron in Amunah, it's a chesaron in Breslov, it's a chesaron in his kashrus v'tzadik. A person comes to a shir on a Monday night, or on a Wednesday night, or on a Shabbos afternoon, and he comes with that look on his face, or that type of walk, where he's slumbering in for the 135th shir of his life, he should know that he's going against the Sefer. That's not Breslov or Hasidus. Breslov comes to a shir, they come brand new. Like they're listening to a shir, they're getting to hear a shir from a Makubal, from Rebbe Zal, first time in their life. That's the attitude that they're coming with. There's a chiyus, there's a simcha, there's a hislavos that goes with it. And when a person takes that sluggish kind of attitude, he should know that he's grading himself as far as his kashrus to Breslov is concerned. Rabbi should be zeichet to be real Breslov Hasidim, to be zeichet to his chashis, and thereby to bring about the coming of Mashiach, to bring the Sefer Shmuel, amen, amen.